Hello and welcome to Talking HE. My name is Santanivasant. In this episode, we speak to Dr. Kate Strudwick, Dean of Learning and Teaching at the University of Lincoln. We discuss the projects that have been done at Lincoln on student engagement and belonging, the approach that was taken for each project, some of the challenges and how they were addressed, and advice to universities thinking of embarking on a similar journey. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Oh, hello. My name is Dr. Kate Strudwick, and I'm the Dean of Teaching and Learning at the University of Lincoln.
Thank you, Kate, for joining us on Talking HE. I want to begin by asking, what projects have you done on student engagement and belonging?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just before I talk through some specific projects, I wanted to emphasise that what kind of brings them together and where they've kind of been developed in this collective approach to trying to facilitate, design opportunities for students to engage inside and outside of the curriculum, which has gone over a decade, actually, in my practice. And so all of my projects have very common themes to promote student engagement and participation, whereby the students know that they're valued, they're empowered, they're supported, and then become part of the kind of belonging at the University of Lincoln. So I'll just mention a few examples over the few years that I've been here. So generally they focus on embedding employability. My discipline is criminology. So the majority of them are looking at embedding employability and student engagement through that in criminology or social sciences. There's been a number that have looked at enhancing student representation, and again that goes back to my role here at the university, while others have been to really embed student as producer, which is our ethos here at Lincoln. So that's what I've been working on over 10-15 years here at the university. So I won't go through all of them. I've just picked out maybe two or three to talk through. So one of them, which was called the Festival of Learning, occurred in 2020. So this was a role that I took when, as I was Dean of Lincoln Academy of Learning and Teaching at that point. And I led the academic strand for the festival. So the Festival of Learning was an institution-wide approach to try and effectively create a bridge between what students had experienced during the pandemic and how we can provide that support. So there was lots of different strands in it, and I led the academic strand, which meant that students and staff were given the opportunity to develop activities, sessions on teaching, learning, scholarship, and also in their engagement within and outside of their course. So it was to embed that notion of student voice in student experience, and in effect enhance their learning across both their disciplines and enabling them to go outside of their disciplines and talk to others across the institution. So as I said, it was a kind of gap. It was a way to bridge the gap or to foster a collection of that practice across the institution, which was then open to staff and students. So it was very much a holistic approach to embedding student learning. A more recent project, which I'm really, really pleased to be talking about, is Lincoln was one of the 20 universities to sign up for UPP's Student Futures Manifesto. So in, I think, February 2022, UPP launched the Student Futures Commission in London, and the call was out to universities to sign up to show their commitment to it. So myself and the DVC here at Lincoln went over to London, and following the launch of it, we committed the university to this excellent manifesto, whereby you're working closely with students and a number of other institutions. The Student Futures Manifesto was designed here in Lincoln at this university in partnership with the student union, which was really, really important. So again, I led the project with the student union because we wanted the commitment here to be student-led from start to finish. So effectively, the Student Futures Manifesto is, as I said, a commitment to enhance and facilitate a series of support mechanisms which make positive contributions to student experiences. So all of the manifestos were to be based around six themes. So that could be support for students before university, could be teaching students would receive, could be activities inside of the curriculum or outside to build skills, could be the kind of graduate outcomes. My understanding is all the universities involved, they were so autonomous in how you would actually deliver that manifesto, as it were. So what we did at Lincoln is, as said, in partnership with the SU, we made sure that we got students involved from start to finish. And so we created six posts for student consultants. They went through a recruitment process with the SU. So they had interviews, they applied, they wrote their kind of outline and statements of which of the themes they'd like to work on. We then, following the recruitment of the six student consultants, we paired them with academic members of staff from quite senior positions across the institution that matched that theme. And they were then given the role to work with that academic that were some were academic, some were also professional service staff as well, but in a kind of leadership role there, to actually have this partnership. And so over the course of the time of the project, they would meet regularly with their academic pairing and came up with individual reports whereby they've put together commitments or recommendations based on their theme. And so it's a brilliant project. It's just about ended now. We've just received the students' reports. And there's going to be obviously a website, and it's a fantastic way for some of the students that were in their final year to have that legacy and about what perhaps they're recommending for the university to do in the future on their theme. So they're just two, I thought, that were quite representative of the work I've done here at Lincoln.
And how do academic staff feel about working with students?
Absolutely fine, because what the student as producer model, which has been embedded here at Lincoln for over a decade now. So it was work started by Professor Mike Neary in his time at Warwick, actually, and then brought over to the University of Lincoln with a HEA project in 2010. And so as a model which tried to address the relationship between teaching and research, or the disjuncture between teaching and research, it was all about ensuring that students have that partnership approach with everything here at Lincoln. So students were involved in quality assurances, they're part of interview panels, they have the opportunity to work with teaching teams to design and develop modules, and you know, that's also goes into working in partnership with academics on research projects. We have a project called Euros, and so that really has been embedded here at Lincoln, as I said, since 2010. That's cross-disciplinary, that's across all levels as well, and so it's part of, it's just kind of what Lincoln is. And I always say it's the Lincoln way, but it's our approach to really enhancing student engagement. So everyone here at Lincoln, and that's the whole kind of community, buys into that. And therefore it wasn't really a challenge, because I do feel as an institution, we've always put students first. We've always put them at the front and foremost of their learning experience, which is what student as producer is. It's they become the producers of knowledge. So really it wasn't an issue. And the staff that we approached, as I said, it was very much their area. And so they were very keen to help and support students, and some really, you know, great pairings have produced some wonderful recommendations for where Lincoln can address some of the challenges through those six areas.
That sounds really empowering, and also a long-term approach, which a lot of institutions take a very short-term view of their identities as they chop and change senior leadership, etc. So yeah, that's really interesting. Did you have an approach to each project?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that all of my projects, so as I said, I've been doing the role of within as Dean of Lincoln Academy of Learning and Teaching, and now Dean of Teaching and Learning for two years. But prior to that, I was a criminologist, associate professor in the School of Social and Political Sciences here at the university. So a lot of the projects were developed in my previous role. And they all ensured that students were engaged in my research under this ethos of student as producer and the principles by which they would be involved from start to finish. So ensuring that there's connection, there's collaboration, there's partnerships, it's all about co-creation and co-learning. And so, to be honest, if I was to sum up what would my approach be, it would be student as producer or co-creation. And they've been a common theme throughout all of the projects that I've conducted and led. So it's providing that student engagement, which has then led to students being part of the research team with you, being co-authoring journal articles or kind of any outputs, whether that be blogs or attending conferences, and just really, you know, so you're in turn, it's a reciprocal element of the whole process of higher education. So whereby they become part of the good practice, and you're giving that exemplar of what can happen when you work with students collaboratively, which is, to me, is in my research, is the only way I've done it, and it's the only way I know, but I just have seen the benefits of it, and so have the students that I've worked with.
What are some of the challenges you've had, and how have you addressed them?
So, as I said, I've conducted a lot of projects whereby students have become co-researchers. Most of them, I would say, have been the need to really be very clear as either whether you're co-partner in running it or definitely strategically leading the project for some of them as well, to be very clear in the expectations of what you're asking the students to do. So sometimes that's more obvious than others. So, you know how projects developed and across the time that you're doing them. But it's really important, given how kind of complex and complicated, you know, students 3-4 years are at university, that if they were to put themselves forward to be engaged in a project, that they're very aware of what they're expected to do. How, for example, the duration. So that generally is putting a timeline or at least a kind of mapping of this is and a kind of role descriptor, and this is what I'm expecting you to do, but equally highlighting what they're going to get from it. So I think some of the challenges is sometimes that isn't just a kind of linear, and it does kind of fluctuate. So it's making sure you're both on the same page. Obviously, because students' lives here at university, there's kind of, you know, times when they're completing assessments or so it's quite difficult to make sure that it's just that they're aware of that. So that would be one of the first challenges. It's great when you put the call out and you get a number of students that come back, yeah, I really want to be involved and I want to be engaged in this project, it looks great, but it's making sure they're aware of the kind of longevity of it, I suppose. The other challenge is to make sure all the way through the projects that you take the approach of working with others and so other stakeholders. So that would be, you know, anyone that would like to be involved, I'm happy to get involved from across professional services or academic schools, working closely with the SU, as I've said, the student union have been brilliant in kind of creating projects as well. But equally, when I was doing a lot of work on employability, that the challenges were to make sure that you extended that sometimes to employers or to other stakeholders or to alumni. You know, a lot of the projects I was doing involved the experiences of alumni students. And so that was, again, about empowering them and making sure that they were part of it all the way through if the project was involved in that. So it's really about making sure that when you're empowering students through their practice, that is something that's embedded into the kind of design of the project as well, because that makes them aware that it made a difference. And I think that's what co-production is all about, really. So they're very, very much inclusive projects, because obviously some of them, you need to be aware that students will be commuting, students will have care responsibilities. Most students are having to conduct paid work, and especially nowadays, you know, so obviously with the kind of cost of living crisis we're going through now, I think more and more students are having to work sometimes, you know, many, many long hours as well as study, and some of them may be commuting as well. So we need to make sure that all of the opportunities we put out there are inclusive for all, any, you know, all students to get involved in different ways as they see fit. So that is a challenge when you're putting out a research project, is to does this involve everyone and how can it involve everyone, but just being very wary of that. And that's something I've kind of met in the past, and I'm just, it's constantly there, that you've just got to be very clear on that.
And what would be your advice for universities embarking on projects of a similar scale?
I think from my experience of doing these over, say, the last decade or so, and very different projects, some more large scale than others, I would say there's no one way. In as much as they're all embedded within student as producer and the ethos and principles of that, to get, ensure you have student engagement, both, you know, that is meeting the expectations of you as the project designer, but also as of the students that are involved in that from the very start. So they, you know, there's no one set route that you can take with this, and to learn from that and to think, well, actually, you know, and make sure that the students have their say at that very early stage so they can become part of designing the project as well. So that would be the first one. I think the other advice again would be about accessibility and inclusivity, and a lot can be learned from being quite flexible, and as I said, that clearly has its benefits across across all of the projects that I've done. I think it's the final one would be where you need to make sure that you are documenting, you're identifying the impact of your collaborative project, and so whether that is through continuous evaluation using evaluative toolkits or using frameworks or models or working with various processes that you may have within your own institution. I think that's really important. And then also just keep taking it forward. So if there are opportunities to really grasp that impact that the students have made through co-authoring academic papers or presenting conference papers, then I think that's something that's really important, because that just, yeah, that's so key really to why the students want to get involved. And it's brilliant for then students, future students that might want to be involved, you can say, look what's happened. So you've almost got a catalogue of all the great stuff. It's a bit of a legacy, I suppose, but you want to do that in order to enhance student engagement for future projects so they can see the benefits of it.
What's next for Student as Producer at Lincoln?
Here at Lincoln, Student as Producer, we're now looking at the kind of next phase for it, because as I said, it's been with us for as a key model for over a decade, and we've just launched a new strategy, and so it's part of that, which is the sense of belonging element of the teaching, learning, student experience strategy. So just that it's, I think, I see a lot of my projects, and definitely the principles, the frameworks and the foundations that they came from, to be a vehicle for embedding student voice inside and outside of the curriculum. And that's something that I've committed to over the last 10, 15 years. And it's something that I was supported and has remained to be supported by my institution to do. And so I would really recommend anyone that is kind of toitering on the idea of, oh, you know, do we get students engaged in research as part of the research team? You know, should I co-create work with students? I would say absolutely yes, because everyone benefits from it. And it just makes sure that you have some excellent examples of what co-collaboration and co-creation can produce.
Thank you to Dr. Kate Strodwick for her time. If you've got a comment or query or would like to appear on a future episode of Talking HE, then please tweet us at Talking HE Pod or email santanu@santanuvasant.com. Thanks for listening. I've been Santanu Vasant, and this has been Talking HE.